Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, well, I'm not speaking to you.
You're not even going to do an intro with me?
No, because I'm not speaking to you.
Well, I'll do the intro then. I don't need you. As long as you upload everything, it's fine.
I'm going to have the rest of my dinner.
Okay. Hello and welcome to another belated episode...
Oh, shit.
...of the Get Facts podcast. My name's James, and that guy grumbling in the background and eating very rudely is Johnny. How are you today, Johnny? Why are you swearing?
I forgot to chop the celery. You know, because I'm off the cigs.
Oh, here we go. So he's off the cigs. Sorry, I'm gonna have to move Johnny's tortoise because it's making.
Are you making a little rustling noise, aren't you? You little bastard! Right, I'll put you over here. Far, far away.
Johnny stopped smoking again. To be honest, I never started, so I don't see what the problem is. Just knock him on the head, mate.
You know, I am. Something I've been meaning to tell you, mate. Did you know that your mum smokes?
Yeah, I do know. Oh, here we go. Cock. You're going to say cock?
I'm going to say, well, especially when I'm finished with her.
Yeah. How original for you to say such a thing. So you're trying to quit the fags?
I've got me little Vapotron.
Yeah, it's not really quitting, is it, when you do that?
No.
You know what I mean? No. It's like saying, I've stopped, you know, killing prostitutes. I just kill innocent girls that are pulling nightclubs now. Or something similar.
Fair enough, though.
Yeah.
You've got to go somewhere.
Before we continue, just to give it a little pluggy plug plug, we did a little...
here we go. I'm in trouble again.
Collaboration with the Boobs and Booze podcast. I've obviously got my trusty notes and I've got some things to... pick a bone with young Jonathan here.
I've got a bone.
No. Let me finish. Boobs and Booze podcast. Me and Johnny were on it. The girls there, Jessie and Christina, quite very nicely had us on their show.
I thought it was Jessica and Chrissy.
Well, whatever. If you want to listen, I'm just going off the names that I've been told. You're calling them C and J and Christ knows what else. We were on there, right?
We were. Very handsome. We were on the videos. Well.
So initially,
every time
you're burping and everything, it's gross. So we were on there. I came round here. Bearing in mind at the time, Johnny had said he was off the booze. I was definitely off the booze that night because the last time we tried to record with him, I got too drunk and they couldn't upload any of it. Not because I was like went onto a rant. I just think I was just completely wasted.
At one point, you just went and fell asleep.
So there you go. So I was on water deliberately, which I'm now. So.
Don't do that.
Again, stay hydrated, folks. But it's alright for you to eat?
Yeah. Sustenance, innit?
Oh, and water isn't?
No.
Bear Grylls tells you that water's more important. That's a fact for you. There's your first one in a while than food. Anyway, so we went on their show, right? Johnny said he wasn't drinking, right? He messaged the girls. Bear in mind, there's a time difference. I think they're in Texas, aren't they?
Yeah, and to be fair, I didn't drink much.
No.
I wasn't drunk.
But this is what you said, right? This is what you do, right? Yeah. Like, all right, nasty bastards, right? You said, can we record now? And they were like, we had a bit of a heavy night last night, blah, blah, blah. Can we do it in like an hour or so? I was happy to wait. Yeah. I think you didn't have anything else on. We'd just ordered pizza, right? So we weren't in a rush. And you said, we either start recording now or I have a drink. So they were straight on the blower trying to get us on.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
You said, well, I'm going to crack a bottle of wine open anyway. Yeah. I'd like some... It might have well been white wine vinegar, what it smelt like. I don't know what it tasted like.
Just cheap white wine. Well, I said cheap white wine. It was white wine from the pub.
Well, the pub that you work at, so we rest our case. So, cheap as fucking chips. So you were drinking that. Pizza turned up. It was all the wrong time in there.
It was wrong. We started recording as the pizza turned up.
And then, right, I've got two things I've written down here, right? Johnny's all giddy because he's talking to girls, right?
Yeah.
You don't... Honestly, download it. It's worth a listen because we eventually calm Johnny down. But he doesn't fucking shut up.
I really don't. I was so embarrassed listening back to it.
You should
be. I don't know what got to come over me.
I said you got giddy because you were talking to girls, right? I've also put that you know you don't have to edit, so you just thought you'd ramble on.
I mean, there was a bit of that. I thought this is someone else's problem for a change.
And I said it was... Have you seen the film Borat? Where he's in the antique shop and he just keeps knocking things over. That was you.
No, I'm not saying that.
You were just like, oh, hang on a minute, ghosts aren't real. I think it was... Just listen to it, but honestly, I don't know what it was. And I'm just sat there thinking, this is mental. And I thought, I can't... If I start speaking, then it's both of us are just white noise in the background.
I thought I made some valid points.
Not really, no.
When I did the car upside down.
You did, yeah, but the car upside down, people haven't listened to this. The car upside down was visual. It's an audio fucking medium. Oh,
yeah. Did work.
So it was
though.
Wasted. So Johnny was just trying to show off, I think, basically.
Yeah.
But do give it a listen. Boobs and Booze, BOOS podcast.
And I'll be honest, right? All my showing off didn't get me anywhere because she still doesn't fancy me.
Well, that's because they're married. So, I mean, you know, that's by the by. So definitely give that a listen. Apparently they've done well downloads so far. Here's another thing I need meant to mention to you. I've had some feedback.
Is it good feedback? Because I really
is a positive thing now. Our accents are causing a bit of a stir stateside, I've put here.
Oh.
So apparently loving the accent. So if only we went to America, mate.
Let's go.
We might get people to touch our penis more. Mm. I also put, you opened with I'm James.
I did, yeah. I thought that was dead funny.
I thought you said that as like by accident because you're such a bumbling fool. What else have I got here? Oh yeah, so that brings us on to us sending. We agreed that we'd send them stuff that they don't get.
Yeah, you'll have to keep an eye on the time, by the way, because I've no idea how long this.
No, yeah, that's all right. Don't worry about it. Because Johnny, being such a fucking jingoistic son of a bitch, was like...
Jingoistic?
Yeah.
The fuck does that mean?
Like you were going, oh, fucking, yeah, you're fucking chocolate shit. Right? So it was like, oh, we'll send you some chocolate and some stuff.
And is that called jingoistic?
Jingoism is where you're like really patriotic, yeah.
Oh, right.
Fucking read a book, mate. Sorry, I'm like 50 chaps into Moby Dick and it's exhausting.
I can't read a book, mate, because I'm writing one.
You're not writing a book, are you?
Well, I am a bit for my next project.
Yeah, well, you're not really writing. Oh, that's actually on here.
Oh, is it?
We're going to come up to that, don't worry.
All right, I'm sorry. So, yeah. Talk about that later, listeners.
So, ideas for British stuff to send to the girls.
Yeah.
We've got, like, the chocolates and that's pretty obvious, isn't it? I'm just trying to think of niche things. Iron Brew, I don't think they've had. Dandelion and Burdock, they've not had as drinks.
Mm.
Fizzy Vimto, not had.
No, you're all over your fucking Fizzy Vimto, you manx, aren't you?
It is a Manchester drink, Vimto, yeah. Mm. So, is there anything else, Johnny? We can't send him a Parmour in the post.
Licorice root.
Licorice root?
Yeah.
We'll send him some licorice, I'm sure.
No, licorice root, you know, where it's the stick and you chew on it. And it just looks like a twig, but you chew it and it tastes licorice.
I think your mum and dad just give you a twig when you were younger.
They might have done.
Knowing your mum and dad and knowing you, that explains a lot, actually. Oh, Johnny, get this bit. It's got a bit of dog shit on it. Oh, yeah, Mammy, it tastes proper licoricey, this one. It's making me tongue all fizzy. That's my impression of you. I've got another thing here. If you've not already guessed, there's no facts really here today.
No.
There is some stories coming up, although I didn't find an animals at work, but I have got an animal tragedy.
Well, tragedy.
So there's that to come up. I'm back on Facebook.
You are.
Back on Facebook, the stand-up comedy is... I wouldn't say it's taking off, that'd be a stretch, but...
It's definitely not.
I was basically told, you're going to get more gigs if you're on Facebook, so I'm back on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, the fuck it... I tell you what, people can't spell for shit.
No, can they?
Can't spell for toffee on there.
No.
Terrible. That and...
They can't spell for toffee, and I didn't even realise that for toffee was a word until now.
And they love a paedophile sting, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
They love catching a pedo.
Yeah.
They love catching a pedo on Facebook.
Love it, non-scrabbing.
You were talking to me online, not a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
That's on there all the time. I thought, Jesus, I need to get off this. It's fucking mental.
I mean, that doesn't come up so often on my timeline.
Whoops. I should stop typing in 12-year-old boys on the search, shouldn't I, really? Yeah. And pedo chat.
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm not getting the searches that I'm wanting, to be honest. So, yeah, I'm back on Facebook. And then I've put here Johnny's gardening, but apparently you've not done any gardening today.
I mean, I've done a bit of gardening. I've done a
Tell us about your garden. Come on.
I'm digging a fucking hole.
No, come on. You need to explain it better than that.
Right. Someone's put 1/4 inch worth of fucking pebbles on a large area, and I need to get rid of them. So I say, well, the easiest way to do it is to dig a fucking hole and chuck the pebbles in the hole.
Johnny's logic, yeah.
Right.
Not bag it up and shift it.
Well, no. Do you know how hard it is to dig a fucking hole?
It's pretty hard when you get past the topsoil, mate. It's not easy.
Yeah. Backbreaking.
Are you at the clay yet?
I've got through the clay, yeah. I've got through the clay. Thinking about starting my own pottery business.
We're through the clay and we're onto the fucking bones of dinosaurs.
Well, there was that little bit of me that was pissed off. I thought, I'm going to fucking find somebody here. I'm going to find King Arthur and be rich forever.
Yeah, in the middle of Stockport.
Yeah, well, that's what I was hoping for. But found fuck all yet.
So, did you find,
right? This is weird. Digging the garden, right? I found 3 teaspoons.
There you go.
Sorry, that is a lie. I found 2 teaspoons and a dessert spoon.
I thought you'd say dessert spoon. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So here's Johnny's logic, right? You've got too much stuff piled up. So dig a hole and fill that hole with the stuff that you've got left over. Not realising that if you dig a hole, you've got more stuff because you've moved earth, basically.
Using that topsoil.
So now he's got 2 piles and 1 fucking hole.
Yeah.
The hole isn't big enough to consume both piles. You're a fucking idiot.
No, but it will be.
I need to see you working on this.
I've got a plan, right? And I will show you. Within 2 weeks, I will show you a patch of fucking mud.
A patch of mud?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see this. Is this what happened on Ground Force, the TV programme?
Well, no, because they've got diggers and shit, aren't they?
Listen, Charlie, we need you to just dig a big fucking hole with Tommy over there and just fill it back in.
Yeah.
Is that essentially what's happening?
Mm.
I just had visions of you before we went to the pub before, didn't we? We couldn't help ourselves.
We did, yeah. And, well, we had a couple, though. Dead sensible.
Yeah,
not
we were good boys. I'm water now. Mm. So, yeah, we're at the pub and I just had visions of you being like Great Escape, just shaking mud out of your pants, sort of in the city centre.
I mean, that might be what it gets to.
Just trying to shake it into the ground.
Just, instead of taking my dinner to work every day, if I just take a small Tupperware box of stones...
Eventually, you get rid of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You won't need to pay for a skip.
That might work, actually.
Mm. And then I've got here with an asterisk. Can I just talk about this?
What?
I've got diluting juice. Do you want to care to explain that one for the listener?
I know someone who calls cordial diluting juice, and it's dead funny.
Because they're Scottish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but what is diluting juice to the normal everyday people?
Cordial.
Yeah.
Diluting juice.
So, cordial, which you would put water with, just nice to, you know, top up a nice little drink.
Yeah.
Diluting juice. Hey, Johnny, you got any of that diluting juice going there, you wee prick?
That's how she says it as well.
Because she is Scottish. Then we'll come on nicely to Johnny's new venture into podcasting I've got here.
Oh, yeah.
No hard feelings, you piece of shit. What are you doing going solo? Who do you think you are?
Well, you supported me in it.
No, you have got my full backing. Do you want to explain it to the listener? You don't even know what it is yet, really, do you?
Well, no, I don't. It's
Tell the listener I'm going to get my phone for the next bit of this.
So I had this idea... Where I do, basically it's like fairy tales, but based in the northeast of England. So it's like Snow White's on cocaine and the dwarves can't work because the Tories have shut the mine, that kind of thing. It seemed like a really good idea at the time, but I've just got hugely distracted because James looks like he's wearing, like, striped knickers. Are they...
They're just underpants, mate.
Well, they're just underpants.
Yeah, why are you looking...
They look like really, like, frilly from here.
Technically, they're not striped, they're hooped.
All right, no, they're all right, close up, but from over there, they look like...
Will you stop looking at my ass when I'm bent over, please?
Sorry, they look like the type you'd get with, like, a French maid's outfit or something. I thought you were wearing your lass's mucky knickers.
Right, so you think I'm a French maid now, do you? That's triggering... The fact that you've said that, right, suggests that you've seen someone in a French maid's outfit.
Of course I have.
So has your missus got a French maid's outfit?
No.
No,
but I have seen one.
Just your other bird, you know, that you don't mention.
I've got the internet.
But who's searching French maid on the internet?
Oh, do you not like a uniform?
Nah, not really.
Oh, I do, yeah. Bugger for a uniform.
Do you? What else? Nurse?
No, I'm not nurse. No.
Not nurse.
No, I've been away any too many times.
Oh, yeah, because you're always ill.
Yeah.
Policewoman? Policeman?
No, not really.
Fireman?
No.
Don't really have fire women, do they? I know they're another thing.
They're called firefighters now, because, you know...
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just trying to emphasise, you know, a female, because you're a straight man, aren't you?
Nah, give or take. do my best.
Literally give or take.
Yeah.
What other people in uniform? What about a traffic warden?
I mean, I'd love to fuck a traffic warden up, yeah.
You've got fine written all over you and yeah. such other
I have, oh, thanks, mate.
Cliches.
Well, get back on topic, yeah?
Yeah, so stop looking at my underpants, basically. Tell them about your stupid podcast.
Right, so yeah, basically, so it's like I say, it's fairy tales, but set in the northeast of England. That's about it, isn't it?
Well, you know, if you're on like Graham Norton or something, or on a talk programme, you wouldn't say, well, that's about it really, Graham, can I go now, can I have a wee?
Oh, well, it's dead good.
Well, they'll sell it.
Well, they haven't finished writing it yet.
I know, yeah, but who's going to do your voices? They're going to be the best bit on it, aren't they?
I'm going to get James to do some voices, because I can't do a girl's voice.
Yeah, well, neither can I. Don't say it like that. Like
I did try and get an actual girl to do it, but I don't think she's having it.
No, I don't think...
Anne-Marie, if you're listening, I really wanted you to do the girl's voices, thank you.
Well, Anne-Marie, you've shit out of luck. He's not offered me any cash yet, but I reckon I can get a couple of drinks out of it.
I'll give him £5. Which equates to 1.5 drinks.
Fair enough. If you can hear that scratching, that is Johnny's pet fucking reptile.
No, they know that by now, don't they? I feel really sick all of a sudden.
Let's go on to...
Are you not bothered?
That you feel sick?
I really feel sick as fuck.
Is that
yeah.
something to do with, and it will be available probably on my Facebook page, the shite you've cooked for yourself?
No, it's nothing at all to do with that, because that was good, healthy food.
Right, well, really... it's funny how you felt fine before, and now you've eaten some trash that you made, some fucking, I don't know what, I can't even explain what the meal
and
was.
Vegetables.
Yeah, with Christ knows what seasoning and how long it's been there.
Are you not worried about me?
Nah.
You know I was coughing
up I mean, physically, no, mentally, yes.
Do you want to see the blood I coughed up earlier?
No.
Mm. Are you
sure? I'm sure I don't want to see that. If you kept it in like a bag or something.
I've got a picture of it.
No, I don't want to see that, thank you very much.
Oh, I don't feel rough as fuck, mate. Like fucking toast.
You're going to be all right to continue?
Yeah, we'll power through for the listeners.
We'll power through. Look what we do for these listeners. We don't even get any money for it.
I might do a sick voice.
Like when you're ringing sick at work.
Yeah.
You do a sick voice. Right, I have got some very, very good bits here that we need to talk about. We didn't have time to pick a topic as such, did we? So
no.
I went down the route of just a few things that are in the news. We're not going to do Brexit. We're over it.
I mean, we're not over it. We're still halfway through it.
But I've got some... Oh, this is what annoys me because I can't find it. I've got so many different email addresses.
Why? Drugs, probably.
Ah, here we go. Perfect. So... Have you heard about Tess Daly, who is a celebrity? Did you hear about what she did? If you could get off your phone for a second.
Yeah, well, you've just been on your phone.
I'm getting details up here.
Yeah,
that's the wrong one. Johnny's just texting. I do apologise for the short interval.
It's all right. I might edit it out, might not.
So he's ill enough to complain, but he's not ill enough to be texting.
I'm just telling someone I feel sick myself.
Oh, you're telling someone who might give a shit.
No, I doubt it.
You know who Tess Daly is, don't you?
I know a brother, Barry Weekly. Don't get me started on their third cousin, David Biannually.
No, you're going to say fortnightly then. Anyway, Tess Daly...
Oh, no, if we do say... Yeah, fortnightly, that's popular at the minute, isn't it?
And we can just put that in there.
Yeah, we can put that hashtag Fortnite.
Mm.
Yeah, so if anyone asks, right, we talk about Fortnite on this show.
Yeah, because we want 14-year-old boys to listen to this.
But mate, anyone would do.
Tess Daly, I'm devastated. Strictly Come Dancing host reveals heartbreaking family news. Basically, right, this is what Tess Daly's
done.
Did she
kill the dog?
She got the builders in, right? I don't know how this has happened. Mm. She's devastated. She's ran over her own dog.
What's that got to do with builders?
Right. Well, I'll tell you. I'll give you the full story. She accidentally ran over and killed her family dog, Minnie, who I think it was a Shih Tzu, Maltese mate, Shih Tzu.
She ran over the dog with a mini.
Well, it's MINNIE, so she's heartbroken, right? So basically, right, she's got the builders in. I don't think that's a euphemism for a period. And they've left the front door open, apparently. The dog's got out. She's got a bit of money. I'd imagine she's got quite a big driveway. Mm. She's obviously bombing down it like a lunatic. Dog's nipped out the front door. She's run over it.
Oh,
little
no.
Minute. Tess Daly's devastated. I just think... What a way for it to happen, you know what I mean?
I know, bloody builders.
So, I mean, she's blaming the builders, I reckon. I mean, I would, but... The dog was adored by Tess. Alongside their four-year-old Chihuahua, that probably just went between the tyres. You know, like they do in films, like Toy Story.
You've got to try hard to hit a Chihuahua, really, haven't you?
You know, you just stand on it. And they've got two Shetland ponies as well. I don't know what that's got to do with anything. But basically, yeah, she's run over a pet dog. Just imagine explaining that to your kids.
Yeah.
That you've done that. Where's Minnie today, Mum? Minnie is going to be...
in the treads of the car tyre.
At the taxidermies for a couple of days and is then going to be on the wall.
Would you have it just stuffed?
I think after that, I mean, depends if there's tyre marks on it. I don't think you can.
No, right.
Because the thing is, I've seen a cat got run over once by a bus, and it was like a tube of toothpaste.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it wasn't... I don't think you could have done much with that. Maybe made a little rug out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the guts came out the front end.
I saw a funny story once where the mum had the dog had died.
Yeah.
A big Alsatian or something.
Yeah.
And the mum had it turned into a rug.
I've seen this, and they were trying to sell it.
No. And it was a rug of this old dog. And then they got a new dog, and the new dog kept humping the rug.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen that, and they tried to sell it because the dog was shagging it.
Yeah.
Here's another news story. Woman's perfect Tinder date with the one shattered by 5 devastating words. Basically, this woman, right, she's exchanging messages with this guy. Everything was going really well. Had a great date. And she got a message.
Can I guess what the five words are?
Day. Go on.
I'm not sure I'm clean.
I mean, maybe if in your neck of the woods, Johnny, that's the case. Do you want to have another stab at the five words? I don't like your cock. Yeah. That's not it either, but that was my guess, even though I know the answer. It's quite simple, Johnny, and it's not as rude. Stay away from my boyfriend, was a message she received.
Aww.
So she became the other person.
Oh, that's not nice.
In a love triangle. It's not nice, is it? And I was just thinking, like, online dating. We've both dabbled with online dating, haven't we?
Never again.
Didn't get us far enough, did it? Didn't get us to a place that we felt was worthwhile. That's why I don't think I'd ever use it again.
No, I don't think I would. I mean, I'll probably get desperate enough at some point.
Obviously, there was that time when I had a Tinder date and a dad turned up.
Yeah.
So that was pretty devastating. And then there was times on Tinder where I didn't get a match and I'd like really lower my standards.
I've got on my personal Twitter, my header on it, you know, that you have the little picture.
Yeah.
That's from one, I can't remember what it was called now, but on a dating app I had, where it just simply said, your popularity is very low. And you're like, you know what, that about sums up my life at the moment.
Yeah, I remember thinking this is quite arrogant of me, but I thought my Tinder was broke at the lack of matches.
Yeah.
And I was like, it must be broke, but to prove that it's not broke, I'll just swipe on everyone, just accept everyone, just to make a match. And you know, the state of some people that I matched. Didn't match. The standards I went to...
Mm.
To accept,
mate, I feel
to accept a match and still didn't get one back.
Yeah,
I'm talking disfigurements. I'm talking.
Did any of them have a fucking stomach like mine?
And complain every 2 minutes? If they did, I wouldn't have matched them. I'd have known that. But honestly, mate, I was trying to. I was swiping on everything.
I can't fault you.
I didn't get anywhere with it.
I know, because you don't deserve to get anywhere. Because you're a silly little boy. Now put down your silly little porno phone.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
We had porn on in the pub before you turned up.
Oh, did you? Oh, I ruined it, did I?
No, like genuinely. No, a family came in and that ruined it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because so you were wanking in the pub, with the landlord.
We were there, and James, for a laugh, had put some porn on. Who's the landlord?
This is right. So this is the pub that Johnny works in. For a laugh, the landlord put some porn on. For a laugh, just think of that. Bearing in mind, I met you at 7 o'clock, so this must have happened at 6.
Half past 6, I got there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, do me a favour, right?"
In the evening, people are asking for pizzas at this point.
Yeah. I said, "Leave that on, and when James turns up, we'll crack on that it's just porno Monday, and we always do it." Right? Anyway.
Which is funny for one person.
Yeah, but no, he's up for a laugh. He's sound. He says, "All right, then, yeah, we'll do that." Right? There was only three of us in at that point, right? Fucking family only turned up, didn't they?
Of course he did. And then it's, the plumber's here. Like, why did you think that was okay to do? I'm worried about him. He should have his liquor licence took off him, quite frankly.
Well, funny enough, the bloke who was on the telly had a liquor licence.
Brilliant. Which sort of, what was the theme of the porn?
There wasn't, and it was.
It was just straight in.
I think it was one of the. I shouldn't really say what kind of box it was from, but it was surprisingly hardcore.
It was in her box, no?
To say that it was on telly, I think it was on a, you know.
But they don't show penetration on UK TV.
No, well, they did on this one, mate.
Oh, did they?
So wherever it came from.
So that good European stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we won't get that with Brexit, will we?
Well, we won't, no.
And what was happening? Were you like, were you thinking I might need to excuse myself?
No, not at all. I thought this will be quite weird.
Is that because it was a bloke and a woman and not two blokes?
Basically, yeah. No, I just thought it would be nice if my friend James came into the pub, because we haven't seen each other for a while.
If I came in the pub and you came in my face?
Basically, yeah.
No, so go on. Actually, you were going to do Porno Monday and try and convince me. Bearing in mind, I'm a normal person in society, right? Yeah. That you think I was going to fall for that? Oh, let's have a look at the. Shall we have a look at the lunch menu at the pub? Let's have a look. Oh, steak and ale pie with chips. Oh, mashed peas and sausages. Oh, Porno Monday. Oh, should we go for that? Perhaps we'll invite Grandma. Why did you think I would think that was a thing?
Because, but you wouldn't have to believe it was a thing, because you would walk into a pub and the porn would be on all six of the tellies.
Yeah, but I know that is you being a wind up.
But you wouldn't.
You know, like when I meet your mum and dad, and you tell your dad beforehand to say, "Oh, you look like a fat lad."
Yeah, which you do.
Yeah, right. So you tell your dad that, and he tells me that in a pub environment, and you expect me to go, "Oh, I'm really hurt that your dad has said that," when I know that you've lined your dad up to say that.
Well, yeah.
So there's that.
He does think you're fat, though.
Yeah, and plus, since your mum's been on the steroids, she's put on the weight as well. So,
yeah.
Right, I'm going to grab you with this headline, Johnny.
Here we go.
I'll ask you a question first. It's the longest you've had an erection for?
Probably about 2 hours, maybe. Two, maybe three.
Did you pop a blue pill for that, or it was a good time?
No, just watching.
Because sometimes you get, this is a bit detailed, sometimes you can sort of finish, but he's still there. He's still sort of in the, fight.
Yeah.
He's still going. And you think, why not?
I used to,
other times, he's done and he's asleep before you are.
Oh, yeah.
So I just think it, you know. Anyway, so the reason I asked you that, Johnny, is not because I'm really into your erections. Man who had 2-day erection has tip of his penis amputated by doctors. Okay? So the 52-year-old man from India developed gangrene on the tip of his penis.
Oh, is this that spider that bites you?
No,
you get
so...
a 4-hour erection and die.
From the brief... From the brief sort of skimming reading of this, I did the typical Johnny thing, right? Man in India, right? I believe he took a dodgy Viagra. And he couldn't lose it. He was smashing it in sort of doorways. He was getting like, you know, like them speed bags in boxing. He got someone to do that on it. Didn't change. That wasn't the reason it got amputated. He went to hospital. And the medic swiftly drained the blood from his penis, but left a catheter in and tightly dressed his penis, causing the patient to develop black gangrene.
Right, you know that bit where I said I'm struggling through this and I'm doing my best, but I feel really fucking ill.
Well, basically, they dressed it too tightly.
Right, yeah, nice.
So he came back in a few days later, showing signs of severe tissue damage caused by an acute loss of blood circulation.
Listeners, if you're not into this, right, there's another podcast coming out about fucking Snow White in the North East. Give that a go. It's called Once Upon a Tyne.
So, yeah, this happened at the King George's Medical University in Lucknow, Northern India. The man has been suffering from priapism, apparently.
Yeah.
A medical term for a persistent and painful erection. Basically, Yeah, they had to cut off the tip of his penis because of the gangrene. And I just thought, they've cut the tip off. You know, if he pulled a bird and she's like, oh, I'll just put the tip in or whatever.
Mm-mm.
You can't do that anymore. And I just want to know if it's the full helmet that's gone.
When do you get us to just put the tip in?
Well, I don't know. She might be like, oh, it's the first night or whatever. I don't need to think I'm a slag. Can you just put the tip in? You obviously don't get that in the Northeast.
No, I've never had that in my life.
Just the tip. Just put the tip in, no?
No.
Have you never had a sexual encounter with a girl? This reveals a lot about me. No. And you say, I'll just put the tip in. And obviously, you can't have just the tip. You have to have more. It's like Pringles. You know what I mean? No? All right.
No, you've lost me, mate. I think...
Well, whatever.
One of us is definitely on our own on this one.
I think we know which way around it is.
Yeah.
So, well, that's all the news I had. I didn't have animals at work, but I did have animals that died.
Oh, nice.
So, Tess Daly's dog, R.I.P. Mini, was it called?
Mini, yeah.
There's a little hark back to that.
Well, I think we've had a nice time.
We have had a nice podcast.
I've done a load of research, as normal, but obviously we've run out of time, so...
Oh, yeah, of course, Johnny's
run
out of that. Sorry that we're not uploading in a while. I don't know what Johnny's been doing. I've been doing a bit of stand-up and just trying to live my life. And Johnny's, what have you been doing?
I'm shitting blood and digging a fucking hole, and I coughed up blood today as well, listeners.
Yeah, he's insisting on showing me this picture, which I don't really need to see.
Have a look at it
he's going to show me. But do listen to the girls at Boobs and Booze on their podcast.
Well, I came out my fucking mouth, mate.
If I had to describe it to the listener, it's like one of them ink plots, you know, that... Is it called an ink plot? Where you go to someone and they say, what does this look like?
Oh, Rorschach or something like that.
And you have to go, oh, it looks like a man who's punching me when I was a kid. I hate me dad. Stuff like that.
What does that look like to you?
So it almost looks like, you know when you crack an egg and sometimes there's a little bit of embryo in it?
Mm.
A bit like that.
That came out my insides, mate.
No, well, I believe that, yeah. I didn't think it came from outer space.
Oh, but I'm very ill.
Well, stop cooking terrible stuff. On my Facebook, I am just my normal name, James Crook. I will be uploading the video of Johnny. That video, has that just blown that line?
No, it's on a timer.
Yeah. Fair enough. I will be uploading videos of Johnny's cooking lessons, and you'll quickly and swiftly understand
why
he feels so ill. So that's James Crook, see how double okay. Anything
in case they couldn't spell fucking Crook?
Well, they might think it was you. CK or something, I don't know.
Piss off.
I think I got that from my mum. You know, when like they say, how do you spell it? And she says, I don't know, okay, so there you go. It's like a shepherd's crook or a thief, perhaps.
Yeah. Perhaps the word crook.
Well, yeah, but that's what it represents, isn't it? Have you got anything to add, Johnny?
I just want to say thanks for listening to this. And I want to thank you for recording this with me. And if I'm not here next week.
Oh, for fuck. Yeah, go on.
You know, a little bit of me genuinely wants to kill myself now just to make him feel bad about going on fucking hell. But if I'm not here next week and I'm in the hospital, then...
Which you won't be, but yeah.
Oh, no, but if I am, then just, like, send us some shit for free. And money? Can you have money?
You can't just ask for money like that.
Can you have money? Right, but...
Do you think that people are going to pay for this content? Right, we can barely get together once a week.
Who says right? But let's just for an experiment, right? Let me just try something, right?
Can you? Are you going to put on social media? Can I have some money?
No, I'm going to do right on the podcast now for all of our listeners, right?
Yeah.
And I swear to God, this isn't a joke, right? So my name is Johnny Murphy, right?
Yeah.
Jonathan Murphy, it goes down as, yeah?
Don't. You're not allowed to read out your bank details. You're not allowed to do it. Because people can hack your account, Johnny. We've been through this before. Stop trying to give out your number. Do not do it. Because people can hack your account. I've told you this before. Yes, they can. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Jeremy Clarkson did it in the paper and he got hacked. Do not put your bank details out there.
Code and account number.
Yeah, don't do it.
Mate, right, I'll tell you now what they're going to steal. 28 pence. Right, crack on.
Listen, don't send him money. It's pathetic that he's asking for money. Don't send it him. I thought he was going to send a tweet out naively. You're literally asking for people to transfer your money. We're not scraping the barrel like that for fucking listenership and
pity.
Right? No, stop. Stop. We're not doing it. It's not 01. It's right. We're finishing this now.
105.
Right. Stop. Right. No.
4325.
Right. Thanks for listening. Where can the email us, Johnny? You pathetic human being.
Could just put a little nice note on it.
Where can he email us?
Getfatcast@gmail.com.
Right, and we're on Twitter.
At Getfatcast.
Yes, you can find us all on social media as well. I mean, us personally.
I mean, I'm on the Dole as well, so please, you know, dig deep.
He's not on the Dole at all. He has got a job. He just can't look after his finances. Hopefully, we'll be back next week with more content. In fact, we've got episodes recorded that Johnny can just put in some sort of medley if we don't get together, but we'll hopefully get together soon.
Yeah, if I'm still here.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.